Hey, and welcome back to Witches DNA 101. Today is the day. It is Happy Samhain. Happy Samhain, as some people choose to pronounce it. There's a few different pronunciations. But today is that day. I hope everybody is enjoying it. Today is one of the four fire festivals in the year. So, today is another one of those famous ancient Celtic celebrant traditions. Samhain. Now, let me... There's a little bit of misconception around the word. The tradition has always been there, okay? Celtic witches have always celebrated this time of year. Reaping their harvest is the midway point of the fall equinox and winter solstice. The days are getting shorter and the nights are getting longer. And witches have always celebrated this by gathering their crops and stuff, reaping their harvest. And lighting a bonfire. A large bonfire. And there was typically a wheel that they would light on fire, and it would have these sparks. Now, the way I'm picturing it is that the wheel could have been made of some type of metallic, but I don't know. But I'm thinking it was like the embers of the wood in the wheel that would catch fire. You know how embers kind of spark, kind of look like sparks? And they crackle. They have that crackling sound. And so, after they reap their harvest, the Celts would go and they would light something on fire, and they would go and light their hearths, their fireplaces on fire in their homes. And there's several different ways that they would celebrate. Now, the ways that they would celebrate Samhain, and Samhain is a Wiccan term, and if you've listened to some of my previous podcasts where I explained how Wicca is confusing. Witchcraft isn't Wiccan, but Wicca is witchcraft. And I explained that in depth. And so, Wicca, when Gerald Gardner created Wicca, and I explained all this as well, the name Samhain was created along with it. Gerald Gardner created Wicca. He was a druid, a Celtic druid. And he also created Gardnerian Path. And Wicca is very open. They're like, anybody can be a witch. It was created in the 50s, and then it became popular in the 80s. And anybody can be a witch. That's why there's so many, like, I would be surprised if there were thousands of different type of witches. Anybody could be, because somebody can just come up with something and then include, be like, I'm a this type of witch. So it wasn't that way when Gerald Gardner created it. It became that way. It really blew up and became that way in the 80s. Especially as teenagers got a hold of it and they found their identity. It helped some teens who were going through identity crisis find their identity. Some place where they could feel comfortable, where they could, if they felt out of place or weird or something, they found comfort in something that embraced them, everything about them, and they could join something that embraced them back. And so, but Samhain is not made up. It's real. And it's part of the wheel of the year, the Wiccan wheel of the year, of the year. And it's one of the harvest festivals. And so, I did this podcast earlier today, and something happened. Now I'm trying to get everything back in my head. So it started, you know, in Irish tradition, Celtic Irish tradition, also Scottish, Swedish, you know, the Celtic and the, remember the name of it, but basically the Celtic traditions. And then it eventually made its way over here to America. The way American pagans celebrate some American pagans, and this is not widely known because not a lot of American pagans do this. But it is something significant among us. It could be, you know, in other, countries. But in America, some pagans throw what is called a witch's ball around the time of Samhain. And the Druids celebrate with bonfires and communion with the dead. And sometimes after the bonfire and reaping the harvest and stuff, there will be what is called a dumb supper. And a dumb supper is a huge feast that was held after the the rituals of Samhain. And children would get involved, and it was just really a lot of merriment and fun, a lot of eating, and a lot of drinking, of course, mead and beer, you know, and stuff like that. So, it's not only celebrated in America, but in other countries where trick-or-treating is celebrated, and there is a connection with, you know, Celtic paganism, because of witches, we are pagans, and trick-or-treating. What would happen is that in some places, people would go from house to house, and they would dress up as in animal skins, and they would greet the people who opened their doors, and the people who opened their doors would thank them by giving them cakes and stuff like that. And the reason why they did that, the reason why they dressed up in animal skins, is to scare away any benevolent spirits and stuff like that, and to so that the people in the house could have a good year coming. And that negativity that they would try to scare away would be like fairies, you know, mischievous fairies. So, and then the treat would be the cake, and the trick would be the mischievous fairy that they scared away. So, during Samhain, what we do is we honor our ancestors. And sometimes people get ancestors and elders confused. And elders are who are older than us, wiser than us. Our ancestors are those who have passed on. Your ancestors can be someone younger than you, can be your child that has passed away. So in honoring our ancestors, if you don't have anyone that you honor, any ancestors that you honor, you can honor someone that you admire. And you could just take honor something good in someone that you feel the world needs more of. You know, you adapt it to you. So in celebrating Samhain, there are different ways that we can do this, like honoring your ancestors with like a party. If you don't want to throw a ball, that'd be a good reason for somebody who loves to throw parties to throw witch's ball. Or if you have a friend, and your friends don't have to be witches or pagan, they could be somebody that supports you, you know, that supports your religious path. And they might want to be involved, like maybe one of your friends might want to throw a little get together with some of your friends together and, you know, make some cake or some bread or something, have wine or meat, or come up with a recipe for it and celebrate together. Light a fireplace. If you can't light a bonfire in your yard or at the beach, light a fireplace, or on your patio, light one of those fire pits, or even candles. Candles would do just fine as well. So there's something that I also want to tell you guys about Samhain. There is this thing called Celtic Reconstructionism. And what that is just basically, in brief, taking Celtic paganism and bringing it to modern day. Back in the day, because Celtic paganism is a polytheistic religion. And back in the day, way back in the day, Samhain, the dark history behind Samhain, I want to give you guys both sides. So the old history, before I get into the Reconstructionism, Celtic Reconstructionism, which is the neo-pagan or the new pagan. Let's get into the old pagan, understand that. And that's where a little bit of that dark history of Samhain comes in. Whereas the pagans, they are polytheistic. If it just is a belief of more than one god, and often means you believe in a pantheon of gods, which means a whole bunch of gods, which pagans did. They had a whole bunch of gods. And so Samhain was what is called a mandatory celebration. And what that means is that you had no choice. You had to celebrate it. Now, this is in stark contrast to Wicca, where everything is free will. Your free will is like one of the most important things in that religion, in Wicca. But here, where Samhain is being celebrated in the old days, that was not the case. You did not have a free will in this case. you had to celebrate it. And if you did it, and there was an illness or a death in the year, you were killed. Yes, you had a life, you had a death sentence on you because you brought pain, you brought death, you brought illness because you did not, because you made the gods angry by not participating in the celebration. And they had different celebrations throughout the year, and Samhain was one of them. So yes, people died, people lost their lives because they didn't celebrate. It was mandatory, no matter what, you had to celebrate it, whether you wanted to or not. Even Christians who were hanging out with the pagans, that did not, refused to honor the pagan gods, they were killed. Pagans who were trying to convert but had converted yet and didn't want to honor the gods were killed. So yeah, that is the dark history of Samhain. Now, let's go to the new paganism, Celtic Reconstructionism. And this is where we see where people are having huge feasts celebrating the dead. It's so important that when celebrating the dead, you honor them. Celebrate those that you can honor. It's not about celebrating pain or anything like that, or mourning. There is no mourning here. Everything is happy and festive. So if there's someone that has caused you pain, but you have forgiven them, and you can celebrate in true earnest with happiness and glee, you can honor them in that way, then by all means. But do not force yourself to honor someone that has passed, that you still feel heavy resentment towards, who has hurt you in some way, or someone you love. Don't feel obligated. This is not about torture. This is not about pain. This is not about any type of grief. That type of stuff people associate with the Christian God, especially that of the Old Testament. And you can kind of say that Christianity is polytheistic, even though they model themselves after a monotheistic framework, where but I see polytheistic, some others do too, because the God in the Old Testament is starkly different from the God in the New Testament. They're completely different. And then you have God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And that's three different gods right there. But Christians say that they're all one. So you figure it out the way you want to figure it out. But the one thing I do want to stress is religious tolerance. That's something that we witches should pride ourselves on, is religious tolerance. Because, our ancestors, the pagans, they modeled themselves after religious tolerance. They accepted Christians into their fold with open arms. They didn't judge their God or nothing like that, because they honored all gods. They honored more than hundreds of gods, thousands of gods. And the Christian God would be no different. So they honored them. And so practicing religious tolerance is something that we should do, we must do. Because if we don't do it, then we are breaking away from our own very own DNA, our very own witch's DNA. So be tolerable of how people identify in their religion, how they celebrate Samhain, if they celebrate it at all. I said so much more in the podcast I tried to do earlier, but I think I covered just about everything that I wanted to cover that I can think of. So I am going to end my podcast here, and I wish you all a very happy Samhain, and I wish you all in that November 1st and 2nd are modeled after Samhain in Christianity, but they shifted it to a Christian focus, calling it All Saints Day, and there's another name. One is on the 1st and one is on the 2nd, because they felt that it would be easier, the church felt that it would be easier to model it after what the pagans were already honoring, rather than have it and totally convert to something they knew nothing about. So they just stuck their saints and stuff in there. But remember what I said about religious tolerance. There's a lot of things about the church that can make us angry and resentful to them, especially how they treated our witch ancestors, how they killed us during the Salem witch trials. But remember that they know not what they do, and that we, as being stewards of this universe, that we have a responsibility as witches to take care of our surroundings, not just ourselves, not just our families, but our surroundings. And I don't mean like be responsible for people that we don't even know what they do and stuff. I'm talking about the environment, the universe. We have a responsibility there. So remember that, and remember that all things can be recovered. All things don't end in the tragedy that occurred that destroyed it. Because they're in the spiritual world, you cannot destroy something that you cannot put your hands on. And so that's where we come in, because we are like stewards of not just those that are living, but those that have passed. And that's another reason why we celebrate Samhain, is because we fellowship with those who have passed on. We say prayers for those who have passed away. Some witches say prayers for like those that they know of, seen, heard on the news, or saw an accident or whatever. They pray for their souls, for their spirits, and some pray for their families and stuff like that. We pray for the good of all. Of all those that have passed. This is the day honoring them. Don't forget to honor your spirit guides as well. Honor your spirit guides. Thank them. You can also take cake or food that is environmentally friendly and is friendly to the critters outside, and set it under a tree. You can, and this is quite Wiccan, known to be Wiccan, popularly, that if you take anything from the earth, you ask the earth's permission first. If you take a fruit or a twig or anything from a tree, you ask its permission first, because trees have souls. Trees have souls. And when you take from it, you're taking a part of that tree, the part of that tree's soul with you. And that goes into us being responsible for our environment. Is that before you take anything, it is good measure to ask first and follow your intuition. If you feel guilty about it, then maybe now is not the time to do it. It may not be a no, could be just now is not the time. You might need to give the tree an offering, like cake or flowers or something that can turn into like mulch or something to fertilize the earth, to fertilize, help fertilize the tree. You could do stuff like that. You could pour libations out around a tree that honor the souls that are in the tree, that the tree's soul. Just make sure that you are, that your intention is clear as you're doing this, because you don't want to honor a fairy accidentally. And they are very mischievous, so be careful with that. And I do know about the fairy tradition. I was trained by a shaman in the fairy tradition. And make sure that your intentions are known, because you don't want to mess with fairies if you don't know what you're doing. Okay, so let's see. Anything else I want to add? I can't think of anything else right now. But thank you all for listening in. I'm sorry, so sorry for the big break that I took. But I needed it. I really needed it. And I hope that everybody out there is taking care. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And please be kind. And thank you for listening.